Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast, the place where, in 10 minutes or less, you get insider tips and valuable insights from expert guests in business, law, tech, marketing, and communication. My name is Mitch Jackson, and this episode features thoughts from Hall of Fame speaker, best-selling author, and sales expert, Bob Berg. In his book, Adversaries into Allies, Win People Over Without Manipulation or Coercion, Bob shares five principles to help you create and establish win-win influence while maintaining integrity and character. These include 1, controlling your own emotions. 2, understanding the clash of belief systems. 3, acknowledging the other person's ego. 4, setting the proper frame. And 5, communicating with tact and empathy. In this episode, Bob dives deep into the first principle, how to channel, harness, and control your emotions. Can you share some tips, some thoughts, some approaches to channeling our emotions and dealing with the emotional side of what you just shared?
Mitch, the sages had a saying in the form of a question and an answer, and it went, who is a mighty person? And their answer was that person who can control their own emotions and make of an enemy or of a potential enemy a friend. And this is where it all begins, because it's only when we're in control of our own emotions that we're even in a position to take a potentially negative situation or person and turn it into a win for everyone involved. I think we all know that. How much do we respect that person who just really keeps their head and really stays logical and rational and reasonable when everyone else has kind of got right? And yet, how often do we, based on what another human being says or does or posts or what have you, do we allow ourselves to feel either hurt or victimized or angry or whatever, and we say or we do or we post or we tweet or what have you, something that not only is not productive, it's absolutely counterproductive when it comes to achieving the goal we want to achieve. Well, why do we do this if we know better? Because we're human beings. And as human beings, we are emotional creatures. That's how we were built. Now, you know, we'd like to think we're logical. Right. You know, and to a certain extent, of course, we are. But we're pretty emotion driven. We make major decisions based on emotion. Attorneys such as yourself, you see that every day in the jury, okay, who are deciding emotionally, even though the facts have been presented. OK, which is why so often when they feel like they know, like and trust the attorney, they go with that person. That's emotion. It's not right. But so we do this even though we know better, because we're human beings and we do that. But here's the thing. We're not saying to deny your emotions or forego your emotions. Well, first, it wouldn't make logical sense, because it's part of human nature. We couldn't do it for too long. But there's also no reason to. Emotions are a wonderful part of humanity. It brings us joy. It makes life worthwhile, right?
Right.
You need to master your emotions as opposed to your emotions being the master of you. That's the key. Or, as again, going back to Dondi Scumaci, as she so eloquently says, by all means, take your emotions along for the ride, but make sure you are driving the car.
I love that quote. I love that. That is so powerful. So brilliant. As I've gotten older, Bob, and I think I can speak for some friends of mine because I've talked to them about this, I'm in more control of my emotions. I have a pretty good grip on what's going on. And it comes from life experiences and the things we've seen in the courtroom. But a new client, it's not always the same. I'm dealing with somebody that's very emotional. We're dealing with clients. Like I said, there's just game-changing things that they have to deal with and they've never dealt with before. Are there some tools that I can use or our audience can use to have a conversation with a client or to ask a client so that we can help them check their emotions or channel their emotions into a positive
pathway as opposed to a negative detrimental path.
So let's look at this. Let's look at first how we can do it ourselves and then how we can teach our client to do the same thing. Okay. There are times that we know that someone typically says or does something that pushes our buttons. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we know it's going to happen because it happens all the time. And even though we know better, it still pushes our buttons and we still get angry and we, right? So what I want you to do is imagine this situation that is bound to happen. It's going to be either that or with someone else, but these things are a pattern. It tends to be the same things bother us all the time in the same situations. I want you to now make believe, just in your mind, make believe this very thing is happening and that you react, which is negative, responding is positive, reacting is that you react in the same way you usually do. You lose control, you start arguing, or you feel horrible, but okay, that's fine. But now I want you to picture this again. I want you to picture this person saying or doing what they say or do, only now I want you to just imagine yourself just handling it beautifully. You respond perfectly. You are, have total, you know, serenity. You're totally feeling great. You let this person speak without interrupting them. You say the exact right thing that diffuses the situation. Don't worry about the exact words yet. Those come later. Just, I want you to just feel that and see it happening, okay? The big thing is how you respond to it. And I want you to do this in your mind a number of times. Now, it's very similar to an astronaut who, before they go up into space, they do hundreds and hundreds of simulations first. Why? So that when they do go up in space and that thing happens, which is probably bound to happen, they've been through it. They know they say themselves, oh, I know this. I've done this hundreds of times. Now, a simulation isn't the exact same as being up in space, and that's going through this in your mind isn't the same as it, but it's pretty close. We know that the subconscious, the unconscious, cannot distinguish between what is real and what has been suggested to it, especially again and again with feeling put into it. So now, okay, the next time you come across this person or this situation, what's going to happen is when they say or do what they say or do, immediately it's boom. Oh, I know this. In that little nanosecond, you have a, you know, it's like, oh yeah, of course, there's nothing. And you handle it beautifully. And it just works. And then you feel great about yourself. Now, here's the thing, Mitch. There are two things. Real quickly. One, if you do it correctly once, you know you can do it correctly like that every time. Secondly, you won't do it correctly every time. Why? Because you're human and I'm human and we're going to mess up sometimes. But you know something, though? We mess up less and less as we do this more and more.
And like anything else, right?
Anything else. So now you've got a client who you're prepping. I watch Law and Order, so I know the term prepping.
Okay? You got it down. You got it down.
I got it down.
Right.
You must hate when people do that, right? They watch like...
No. I know. That's... We're good.
I know, right? So you're prepping this client, and you let them know something's going to happen, that after your examination, the opposing counsel is going to cross-examine them. And here's what they're going to say to you. Boom. And they're going to say this and that and so forth. And here's what's going to happen. Your natural human reaction is to buy into that and get angry and start. Yep. But that's not what you want to do. Not even win this case. What you want to do now, take them through the exercise that we just went through and have them go through it and go through it a few times with them and have them go through it. And here, then you say this, okay? So tomorrow or whenever it is that you're doing it, depending on when you actually do prep a person on TV, it's the night before. It's probably longer before then.
It's the night before that 20 minute long case.
Right. Exactly.
Something happens and then they're in trial that same day. I get that. Yeah.
Seconds,
not
yes.
3 to 5 years later.
and so you let them know. Okay. And you say when this happens or, and so-and-so accuses you of what have you, what you're going to do is you're going to remember this conversation.
I love that.
You're going to remember the rehearsals that you did in your mind and how beautifully, and you're going to actually have a little conversation with yourself when you're going to say, oh yeah, Nick and I went through this.
So who's driving your car? That's a great metaphor, isn't it? How good are you with controlling your emotions? Will you be using some of Bob's tips to better control your emotions, the conversation, and help maximize your chances of getting the results you're looking to achieve? If you enjoyed today's conversation, please feel free to dive into all the other easy-to-digest 10-minute or less episodes and share this podcast with your community. If you have a minute or two, it would mean the world to me if you would jump over to Apple Podcasts and Spotify, subscribe, and leave your rating and review. All right, that's it for today's episode. Let's make sure to stay connected on social media, and between now and the next episode, enjoy the journey and never stop making each day your masterpiece.